Good morning, Sangha. Good to be with you today, another day. Hopefully you got a good rest. If not, you could take a nap later. So we begin the second day of practice. And as we know, the beginning of the retreat, we just become more aware of different things that we weren't aware of in our ordinary day life, right? So we're noticing the body, maybe different sensations in the body, discomforts of the body, pleasures in the body. We're discovering different things about the body. We're taking a look at the mind, right? What the mind does, what the heart does. And this is all normal. Everything, all of this is normal. It's just learning more and more about body, mind, heart. That's all we're doing, you know? So everything that you're experiencing is absolutely normal. So we can relax. We can relax with it all. And that's the beauty of this practice, is being able to surrender to it. It doesn't have to look a certain way. Doesn't have to be perfect. There's no perfect. It's just, just letting nature unfold, letting each moment unfold and reveal to us. Let us learn from it. Just letting awareness be there. Awareness is already here, right? We're aware. It's just a natural place of abiding to be in awareness. So that's all we're doing. We're learning to rest in awareness. And we're learning to be with whatever is. We're not looking for a particular pleasurable sensation. We're not looking for a particular pleasurable thought. We're just allowing whatever arises to be there and to greet it, meet it with kindness, with openness, with softness. Knowing that this is just the conditioning of the mind and the body, right? We're just allowing everything to unfold moment by moment. Just surrendering to what's ever arising, opening to it, holding it with kindness. There was one, I was watching this YouTube video and they were talking about mindfulness and kindfulness. I said, yes, kindfulness. How can we be kind to ourselves? So precious to learn how to be kind to ourselves. Such a beautiful thing to learn how to be kind. And gentle and soft to ourselves and to whatever's arising. These are just causes and conditions arising, passing away, arising, passing away. And we're just here, just holding it all. This is the human experience. So just feeling presence, right? We're coming into presence right in this moment. What does presence feel like right now? Perhaps you can feel, as we were talking about the body yesterday, just feeling the contact, right, with your chair, with the feet on the floor, feeling those contact points. You can start right there. Just coming into presence. Whatever sensations are there, maybe pressure. Maybe some heat, maybe some tingling or numbness. Whatever's there is okay. We're just learning more and more about this body. Feeling inside the body, not just thinking about it, but just really getting the felt sense of what it is to be embodied. And from there, feeling the spine upright. The suttas always talked about, Buddha always talked about an upright spine. Very important energetically to have an upright spine, but around the spine, you're going to let everything relax. So the spine is almost like the trunk of a tree, and then you're just allowing everything around it just to melt and relax. finding your way. What does the body need right now to feel relaxed and comfortable? Always sensing in. What does the body need with kindness? Does it need to shift a little bit? To move around a little bit until you find a nice comfortable spot. It's okay to move in the beginning and find that comfort. It's important. Always checking in with kindness into the body. What does it need right now? So the upright spine, and then just relaxing the shoulders down. And also kind of opening the chest a little bit. We have a tendency to hunch over, you know, over the computers, over the books. Kind of just like opening a little bit. The chest allows the heart space and the shoulders to relax a little bit. So just aware of the longitudinal and then horizontal line around the opening of the shoulders. In a very relaxed way. Just noticing what the body needs to feel relaxed and open. And just sensing into this state of presence, being embodied, this embodied journey that we are on this earth. Feeling into presence through the body. Feeling the earth underneath us. Mother Earth grounding us. Giving us her nourishment. Up from the bottom of the body. Feeding us, can always rest to Mother Earth. The earth element in our body is the heaviness that we feel, the bones, the weight. It's all the earth element. So earth element meeting earth element, the earth meeting the earth. Just feeling into that, that stableness, that steadiness. And checking in, doing a scan of the body just to see if there's any holding, can we release? So we can go either from the top down or from the bottom up. So we'll start with the feet. Just letting the feet, feeling the sensations in the feet, whatever's there. Maybe heat or coolness. Maybe some vibrating sensations or tingling or numbness or any tightness. Just releasing any holding around the feet. And we can use the breath to help release any holding or tightness. Going up the legs into the calves and the knees. And just noticing without judgment, there's no judgment, there's no right or wrong. It's just what it is. How do the calves and the knees feel? Opening any tightness or constriction. Going into the thighs, just checking out anything, any holding there. Just letting everything relax and open, soften. Still grounding into the earth. Our pelvis area, just letting the weight of the pelvis hold us firm and steady in our posture. feeling the sitting bones. Moving up into the belly, softening the belly. If there's any holding in the belly, just noticing what's there. No judgment, just pure awareness. The sacred energy of awareness touching our bodies internally. Softening the belly. Maybe taking some nice breaths into the belly. Releasing slowly with the out breath. Just bringing pure awareness into the belly. Whatever's there, whatever sensations are there, just noticing, feeling into those sensations. Opening up into the, oh, we could move around to the back, the lower back, the coccyx, the lumbar. Feeling the lower back, releasing any tension or stress that may be there, softening. With kindness, with gentleness. The upper back, just checking out what's there. The whole back. Just awareness internally. Checking out whatever sensations, energy flows. Touching with awareness. The body. Checking the shoulders and the chest area. Feeling whatever's there. Releasing. Through the out-breath, any holding or constriction. Moving down through the arms. Upper arms. Lower arms. Feeling into the hands. Just being with kindness, awareness, loving awareness, just noticing what's there, whatever sensations are there in the hands, the fingers. The hands are touching, feeling the warmth or the coolness. Aware of the arms and the hands, moving up into the neck, the throat, relaxing the throat. Sometimes we constrict the throat, just relaxing the throat. The back of the neck in alignment with the spine, in a very gentle way. Aware of the jaw, releasing any tension around the jaw, softening the jaw, letting the tongue rest in the bottom of the mouth, relaxing around the cheeks and the eyes, all the little muscles around the eyes just releasing and relaxing and softening. Whatever sensations are there, just receiving them with spaciousness, with kindness, to the best of your ability. Checking out the forehead, relaxing any tightness around the forehead. The scalp. Relaxing the scalp. And taking some nice deep breaths. Moving the breath through all the different parts of the body to the best of your ability. The simpleness of knowing there is a body. And the body feels like this, in this moment. Feeling the whole body. From the top of the head to the toes, if possible, if you can, widen your awareness to include the whole body. The instructions in the Satipatthana talks about there is a body. Just the simplicity of being present and the light touch of knowing the whole body. Just opening the awareness, softening the breath. Being present in the here and the now. And noticing the breath wherever it's most prominent for you. Could be the whole body, or maybe in your belly you notice the breath, or by your nostrils, whatever works for you. Knowing there is this body, and just noticing where the breath is for you. In breath, out breath. Within this body, moving, flowing, just being aware. In breath, bringing in the chi, the vitality of the wind, of the air element. And exhaling anything you don't need, any holding. Anything that's not needed in this moment, letting it go with the out breath. Just feeling the natural rhythm of the breath, inhaling and exhaling. Just getting into the beautiful rhythm of the breath that keeps us alive. Flowing through the body. coming into presence in this moment, right here, right now. And keeping mindfulness in the forefront, whatever thoughts or emotions, just letting the breath massage through, flow through, knowing the body can hold whatever thoughts or emotions or feelings are running through. It's okay. There's nothing wrong. We can just hold it with kindness and with awareness. In breath, out breath. Like the tides of the ocean coming in and out of the shore. Just a natural rhythm. Calming the body, calming the mind with the breath. In breath, there's a slight pause, and then the out breath. Just letting the flow naturally happen. In the pause, just waiting for the out breath to arise and to happen. And letting the out breath slowly dissolve and pause, and waiting for the in-breath when it naturally wants to happen. Noticing the whole body of breath arising and passing away. Releasing whatever sounds are arising. And just allowing that to be a part of this moment without holding, without grasping. Just the unfolding of each moment. Just as it is. Receiving the moment with kindness and with spaciousness. practicing the contact points of the earth, touching the earth for grounding when needed. in the last few minutes of the sit, coming back into presence, receiving what's present for you in this moment, checking with the body, the breath. Feeling into the heart space. Checking in. How's the heart? Just noticing what's there. Feeling into the Sangha, us being all together here. Connecting with the energy of the Sangha. That support, this warmth, and feeling that in our heart space. Breathing it in, helping to nourish and warm us, and breathing it out to each other. Kindness and care. All of us here. Present. This beautiful intention of waking up. In the simplicity of just being here present. In this moment as it is. And just receiving the sound of the bell as we end our session together. Your meditation. Yeah. If you need to move your body around again, just checking in, right? What does the body need right now? Moving it if you need to move. Yes, whatever feels like it's needed to take care of ourselves. So important to take care of ourselves. With kindness and with care, and with this beautiful blessing of awareness. The more we cultivate this beautiful awareness, we can use it in all different ways to heal ourselves. I bought Thich Nhat Hanh's book, Transformation and Healing, right? So we're using this beautiful gift of awareness to touch in. With the breath, with the body, touching into those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions, healing and transformation. So we have a little bit of time. I was just going to open it up in case anybody has any questions about the meditation that they wanted to ask in this time. But I don't know about the other room, though.
They'd have to come and stand at the door.
Okay, so if anybody in the other room has any questions, they could come and stand at the door. So if there's anything coming up that you wanted to ask in this moment about the meditation, your meditation. Yes.
You know, when there are feelings of, for me it's been like anxiety or wondering, what is it? You know, what's going on? And it's almost like a feral cat every time I get close to maybe understanding that it is goes away. So for me, I'm just practicing, just accepting that this is just how it is. I mean, I have no say-so over it, you know. And but I've just been wondering, what is the, I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, what do I do?
I think you kind of answered your own question there, right? the human condition is that, yeah, we're going to feel these moments of anxiety, of whatever arises in the mind and the heart in the moment, and it comes when we're quiet, we'll start to notice things more. And as you said, you get closer to it and it disappears, you know, so this ability of bringing awareness with kindness to whatever's arising, you know, we start to see its impermanent nature in a way, you know. We can work with it through our bodies. You know, where does the anxiety feel in my body? And then also you can kind of open and relax that area, breathe into it, and that also helps the impermanent nature. Because what we're really noticing is the impermanent nature of all of this, right? I mean, what thought stays in the mind forever? You know, what feeling stays in the mind? Nothing stays forever. It's, everything is in this impermanent flow of consciousness moving through. And this is what we're doing. We're just bringing the light of awareness and kindness to whatever's happening in our experience. And a lot of times it's that, is that we, in a way, we have the answers in us. You know, if we just take the time to just open up and listen and use the skills of awareness and kindness to just open up and see what's there. So thank you. Yes.
In regards to physical pain or discomfort in the body, mm-hmm. You had mentioned about just sitting with it. What's a skillful way to sit with it?
Okay, pain is a really interesting object of meditation. And if we take the label pain, we have may have all kind of ideas about pain. You know, we already have pre-constructed maybe fear, you know, certain tendencies around pain. But if we can come into the sensations of underneath, what's the label? Underneath that label, there's all kind of things happening within that pain, right? So I may have, I've been experiencing some discomfort in my shoulder. So if I bring awareness, soft, gentle awareness into the area, I may feel some pulling, maybe some burning, you know, so I'm starting to learn not what pain is, but what's actually happening, you know, and that the sensations, even the sensations within pain are coming and going, you know, and maybe spreading or releasing or moving, you know. So I'm really learning about what is this thing called pain, you know, instead of just this concrete thing. This is what pain is. I hate it. I don't want it. I'm going to push it away. I'm trying to learn a little bit about it, and also in a very kind and gentle way. And a lot of space around pain. You know, you don't want to really zero in on it, but just hold it very gently, spaciously. And sometimes, you know, it may get too intense, so that's okay. You can pull away and go to an area of your body that's not painful. You know, maybe your belly or maybe your feet. And then when you're ready again, you could explore that. But don't tighten up around it, because fear can tighten up and clamp. So we're trying to push away aversion. We don't want it. But if we open up to the experience, it may teach us a lot of things, you know, with curiosity, with kindness, with gentleness, and see how that works. But hold it in a very spacious way. Anybody else want to ask anything? Yes.
Doing the body scan, sometimes my body feels very big, sometimes it feels very small and tight. It's almost hard to do a scan because I don't know where my body is.
That's great.
How do you feel more, how do I feel more connected with different parts of my body when it feels so confusing?
Well, it's interesting because we're so used to having this concrete body, right? And when we go into meditation and we start to experience, what is this body? You know, really, what outside of the label, we're really experiencing what is body. Body is sensations, and at times there are no boundaries, you know, and there's that spaciousness, and because we're not used to it, you know, it's kind of like, ooh, what's this, you know? And we'll come to those points in our practice where, oh, what's this? This is something new, you know? And sometimes fear may come in, you know, because it's something that we're not used to, right? And again, just breathe in, relax. And you can always go back to the grounding, you know, the contact with the earth, with the feet, with the chair, with the pelvis. And then when you're ready to start exploring again, you know, you always have that contact with the earth that can ground you. And then you start to explore. But yeah, we'll start to come to certain experiences that we've never experienced before. And that's the beauty of this exploration, that there are things like, what is this body? You know, that's why the Buddha was like, there's no self here. You know, it's just sensations, conditioning. You know, this is what we call a self and a body. So you're starting to deconstruct, in a way, self when we do that. So yeah, so just gentle kindness, and always, you can always ground back if you need to. So it's coming to the end of our time. I was just going to encourage you to continue with the continuity of mindfulness during the day. So important. And I was going to read you Buddha's instructions for that continuity of mindfulness. So, moreover, when a practitioner walks, he is aware, I am walking. When he is standing, he's aware, I am standing. When I'm sitting, I'm aware, I am sitting. When I'm lying down, he is aware, I am lying down. Whatever position his body happens to be in, he's aware of his body. Moreover, when the practitioner is going forward or backward, he applies full awareness to going forward or backward. When he looks in the front or looks behind, bends down or stands up, he also applies full awareness to what he's doing. He applies full awareness to, well, this was wearing the Sangha robes. This is for the bhikkhus. When he eats or drinks or chews or savors the food, right? Eating meditation, very powerful. To be really with the sensations of chewing, of eating. Full awareness to all of this. When passing excrement or urinating, he applies full awareness. When he walks, stands, lies down, sits, sleeps, wake up, he shares his full awareness all the time. So this is the continuity that we're trying to just continue throughout the day with this kindness, spaciousness. You're standing online, you're aware of standing. You know, every opportunity that we get. And you could also notice the times when you miss, when the awareness kind of slips away. There may be times maybe when you close the door to your room, all of a sudden it's gone, you know. So you'll notice the times when it's not there, and it's okay. This is just the way the practice goes. It'll be there sometimes and it won't be there other times. But we always have that beauty of coming back to full awareness of just being, this awareness is here. We're just noticing it here and relaxing into it. So there's just a few announcements. We have meetings, and the meetings are either going to be in the treehouse deck or the Bodhi deck. And that's, Gil is pointing right out there in the back. So you can, when your time comes, go back there. And if you're coming up to your time, just stand a little bit further away close by. And as soon as you see the person coming out, then you can go in and get the interview, I mean the meeting. Anything else, Gil? So have a wonderful day of practice, and we'll see you later.